On the ball, I think we did really well as well. Maybe there was some points where I found it hard to create chances, but overall, first half was good, and then going into the second half, started sluggish. I think we were about 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes where we just fell asleep and conceded two goals. And then after that, it was this chase from there. But overall, I think the guys did well. It's been a positive camp. These are the type of teams that we need to be playing against to get better. So, more of these type of games, we're going to get better.
Julian, are all three TFC players being released, or just you and Dwayne are going to be allowed to go?
All three of us are being released. We'll be meeting up with the rest of the guys from TFC in Chicago tomorrow.
Julian, you control a lot of game again, but lack of penetration. This has been a reoccurring theme for Canada. What do you put that down to, and how can you fix it?
It just comes down to more games. This is my second game this year with Canada, and most of the guys I know really well in the back of my head. And just being able to spend more time getting these type of games and being comfortable going forward. So, like I said, I think if you look at the first half, a good example of us being able to go forward. We were patient on the ball, and we were able to create a couple of chances, but with the home advantage, today, being at qualifier games where we need to score goals, and I think that was missing definitely in this game today.
You talked about home advantage. Did it feel like a home advantage out there?
No, not really. Not what I'm used to on the weekends, but it's pretty much expected. To see a lot of the opposition supporters come out today, and that's not an excuse at the end of the day. It's all about getting used to, the stadium, the field, and also getting used to getting results at home.
Why do you feel fans come out for TFC games and come out for Canada?
Comes down to organization. I've always thought that maybe if CSA had something like TFC did, where an organization that TFC has, the MLSC, it's incredible. Top European clubs in the world have this type of organization, the support. And if CSA had something like that, I think going for them, you definitely see a difference in the response in the home games. So, but to be honest, it's gotten better, over the past years. And I could see that they're doing what they can do, but there's always room for improvement.
Julian, what does this team have to do to be successful against Honduras?
We know exactly what to expect. We played against Honduras in Montreal, and we lost that game. So this is the type of game that the guys need to get involved in, and I think what we have to do is just play our game. And we're going to get chances. It's all about finishing the chances, because when it comes down to qualifying, that's the only thing that will get us to the next stage and to the World Cup is to win games at home. I don't think ties is enough. At this stage in football, at home games, when it comes to World Cup qualifiers, it's a win-win situation.
So when you're used to playing with Patrice and Atiba in the middle, you were with Atiba and Will today. How did you rate that trio?
I had a great time playing with the three guys. Always playing with the team, it's been a pleasure in my career. For me, it's my favorite partner to play with in the career I've had. So, and Will himself, he's done exceptionally well. I think he did a great job today, being able to give the guys on the right side a hard time going up forward. And the time he had on the pitch, he did exceptionally well. So I was happy to have those guys on my side, and they definitely helped me do my thing on the pitch as well.
Thanks.